But they're turning the corner, and I have the great Jewish conundrum. Do I want to win and make money, or do I root for the Jewish guy?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back to The Unrestricted, folks. Vex
Hi there.
Wally. Bob.
Oh, by the way, that comes naturally to me now, The Unrestricted. So somebody came up to the boot truck the other night and said, I don't know if you remember this, but I sat in with you and Vex doing this show. I was a friend of Vex, and I haven't talked to him in a long time. And I don't remember what the guy's name was, by the way. I sat in, and you guys were, I said, was I nice to you? He goes, oh, yeah, absolutely. I was like, oh, well, that's good.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Wait. Have we had a guest attendee since Walter started?
Was he getting you mixed up
with Richie?
No, this was during the radio years.
Oh, back in the...
I sat in, blah, 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 watched you guys do the show. I said, oh, that's cool. I said, no, that's fantastic. So he was very complimentary of you, so...
Oh. That's very nice of him. Wow, why, I wonder?
Why was he complimentary to you?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. But he was a friend of yours, apparently, back in the day. And again, I can't recall what his name was.
Well, thanks for the help. Good.
There you go.
Good.
Well, listen, if there's somebody that you haven't talked to in a long time, this was probably the guy.
Oh, thanks. What'd you think of my TV appearance this week?
Oh, I did see you on TV. Oh, my God. I can't believe you bring this up. And we talked about this last podcast, did we not? About the woman glasses that you're wearing?
You don't like them?
No.
They're just see-through frames, clear frames.
They look like a woman should be wearing them.
No, you were wearing them on TV. No,
I thought they were safety goggles. That's how bad they look.
No. Let's be a little bit more specific. They don't look like glasses a girl would wear. They look like glasses a... almost elderly woman.
Yes,
there.
That's
really?
Exactly. Very, very good clarification there, Bob. Wow. Thank you very much.
It's your like 75-year-old aunt who always has the hard candy in her pocket.
Yeah, this is like the Seinfeld episode where he puts on the lady glasses. Yes, those are women's glasses.
These are not women's glasses.
Well, they should be.
Ow. My wife thinks they look good on me. I don't know.
Well, what does she care? She's married to you already. She don't care.
Well, the hostess on Ken's Five said they look good on her.
No wonder nobody watches that show.
She is a beautiful woman.
Who's that?
The gal who hosts.
Does she have a name?
SA.
Or we don't remember her
Roma,
name.
Roma. Her last name's very hard. Via Vicencio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen to your Hispanic coming through.
My brown is showing. What are we talking about today, Wally? It's got to be more than my TV appearance.
God, I hope
Three minutes.
All right, let's start off with the NBA, obviously. Spurs season comes to an end. Okay. We know, we can go over Victor Wembanyama a million times. Okay, he's great. He's going to be the face of the franchise. He's the face of the NBA. He's got work to do. We all know that. He's fantastic. He's a dream come true for Spurs and Spurs fans. Did we cover Victor Wembanyama?
All season long.
Please, for the love of Christ, can the people on ESPN get the kid's name right, please? Stop calling him Wembanyama. It's not Wembanyama. It's Wembanyama. There's an M at the end of his freaking name, you jackass.
And there's an N in the middle of
it,
too.
Yeah, I think Walter blew it. I think Walter blew it there, didn't he?
It's Wembanyama.
Wembanyama.
Yes, not Wembanyama. Wembanyama. I heard
Zuman. An N in there.
Zuman says it every single time he's on television. Please correct that idiot.
You know,
it's not that hard.
I just take the shortcut and just go Wemby.
Yeah, you can do that. That's fine, too.
That's the easiest way to go, because if he can't pronounce his name, then just go Wemby.
You know, but Walter, all those things you said about Wemby are awesome. But when you statistically look at the breakdown of his rookie season versus LeBron's, you know, two decades ago,
yeah,
it is fascinating what an impact this guy has had. This guy really is the limit.
Yeah.
And there's a podcast, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it. It's part of The Ringer. Bill Simmons, brand.
Yeah, it's all him talking, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't heard it yet.
Came out, I guess, yesterday, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it, and I'm very excited to. I want to hear what Wemby says. Like, he wants to be great. He doesn't shy away from the fact that That's his goal.
He lives, breathes basketball.
I love that about him.
That's good. Listen, again, the Spurs are the luckiest franchise in the history of sports, and it's not even close. And if you don't know that by now, then you're just living in, I don't know, on another planet.
We really are.
So, I mean, that's what it's all about. We all know you could talk about Wemby until you're blue in the face. Okay, he's great. Okay, he lives here. He plays in San Antonio. Fantastic. Let's have a fiesta about it. All right, now that once we got through that.
No, let's not
here's
have
the,
a
here's fiesta. The hard part. What do the Spurs do from here?
I don't know, but they can't find him a San Antonio woman because he thinks San Antonio women look like little NBA fanboys or something. Did you read that quote?
No.
Oh, no. You didn't read the quote on Wemby? Pull it up there, Bob. Wemby dissed San Antonio women. Or American women. Sorry, not
American
San Antonio
women.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yeah, he dissed them. So I guess we're not going to get... What do you got, Bob?
I can't date them. They're too masculine. Paris women are soft and tender. American women remind me of NBA young boy.
Whatever the...
Did he really say that?
I don't know. It's lost.
Wow, that's hilarious.
I don't even know who NBA young boy is.
I don't know what that means. Yeah.
Specs are with glasses on, apparently.
So where do we go from here?
So where do the Spurs go from here? Yeah. And I've said this a million times, and this is... Something that's difficult getting through to people. The Spurs are going to have a hard as hell time getting a free agent to come here because there's no reason to come here. There's no sales tax. Nobody cares about the tax. That's irrelevant. First of all, you're going to have to play.
How is it not irrelevant? I mean, when you're not paying state income tax,
when you're making
on
$50 million, does it really matter?
Okay, so let's say you make $50 million over the course of the season, so at least $25 million is earned while you're playing.
Okay, so
here.
There's a money difference. Is he going to make the difference between, hey, I'm going to go here or I'm going to go there? I don't think it does. You're going to have to play for a hard ass in Greg Popovich. That's a pain in the ass. Listen, the one thing that draws you to San Antonio is the fan base. They never boo you, ever, ever. No matter how crappy you might be playing that night, they never boo.
And Victor Wembanyama. I think that's a pretty big factor.
But all right,
I do think people are going to want to play with him. Now,
when?
I don't know, but give me a second.
Go ahead.
Luka Doncic has had how many years in Dallas? Five now?
Oh, it's longer than that, isn't it?
No, it's five. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
I think it's five, six, whatever the fuck it is. He's been amazing since the minute he walked onto an NBA floor.
Agree.
How many great free agents has Dallas landed?
None.
None. Zero.
Okay.
Okay? Like, it's not unique to San Antonio. It's not because we're some shit market.
No, I didn't say that, but you know, I mean, now, maybe Dallas has had free agents in the past, but the Spurs never get any.
No, well.
You got the stiff LaMarcus Aldridge.
I mean, look, who was it? DeAndre Jordan was supposed to go to Dallas and gave him the up yours and locked himself in his house in Los Angeles. I mean, like, that was DeAndre Jordan. Not a Hall of Famer, okay? DeAndre Jordan, a has-been, a never-was. So getting free agents in the NBA, I always tell you this, it's just harder than people make it seem. Everybody sort of pretends like, oh, if you build it, they will come. But that's not really how it works unless you're the Los Angeles Lakers, maybe the Miami Heat, and not even the New York Knicks.
Sexy cities
that
people want to play in.
You're a huge Knicks fan. They don't land free agents anymore.
Because they haven't been any. They haven't been very good, but they will now.
I would hope.
Why would you not? Well, answer this question. Why wouldn't you want to play for the Knicks? You're going to play in the most famous arena in the entire world, Madison Square Garden.
Tom Thibodeau,
hands down.
Tom Thibodeau overplays his men.
Okay. I'll give you that.
He's a hard ass.
He may be a hard ass, but you're playing in New York, so you have. You have that opportunity as well. And the thing about here's the greatness of New York playing sports in New York. If you win there, you're the king of that area.
It is
the
great.
King.
But, it is great. But you're also under a microscope.
No question.
In those big media markets, you're under a microscope all the time.
But if you want to play in the greatest market and the greatest area in the entire, in this country anyway, that's the place to play.
I think the Lakers would argue, okay. It's one of the two.
Okay.
I don't mean to like poo-poo your argument there, but it's one of the two.
But you understand what I mean. But anyway, so back to, we'll get off the subject a little bit.
Okay.
Here's what the Spurs, and you've watched them just as much as I have. If I'm in the, first of all, if I'm in the, come to the draft time, I have got to find myself a shooter, a legitimate shooter. And they're not going to get the, you know, maybe they get lucky. God, if they get the number one pick again, Jesus, that would be unbelievable. Whoever that may be at this point. But they have got to find themselves a shooter in the draft. And then they got to go find a scorer in free agency. And they're going to have to overpay. And then if they can find a defensive player in the mix somewhere as well, I think... If I'm the Spurs, I'm thinking they're content with their point guard situation with Trey Jones.
No.
Fuck. You don't think
so? What are you talking about? No! Trey Jones is a backup. He is a dyed-in-the-wool backup NBA point guard, never meant to be a 25-minute-a-game player.
Yeah, but him and Wemby are playing well together.
Okay, great. He can do that in 12 minutes a night, but okay. Not 25. I think
they're content with him.
You talk about a shooter, I disagree. I think the two areas of... great concern. Number one is point guard. Second is the other big. The Zach Collins, who I saw today, has a torn labrum. And unfortunately, it said that he's going to be ready for next season because that means we have to watch him again. He's terrible. The so Spurs who,
you
overpaid
Hartenstein?
Him. Oh, I love Hartenstein. Isaiah Hartenstein is good.
He's a very good player.
He's a great passer. Good rim defender.
And they have access there with Mitch. And we're talking about the Knicks again. Mitch Robinson. Mm-hmm. And they have Isaiah Hartenstein.
Love him. But okay, so let's talk about the draft real quick. And I have not finished my draft analysis completely yet, okay. But I've started. I hate this draft, Walter. I mean, I really hate this draft. There is nobody in the top 10 picks that I think, you know what? That guy's playing for me every single day.
Yeah, I can see that, sure.
And Walter, I watched the Nike Hoop Summit earlier this week, which is...
Loser.
Are you kidding me? It was Cooper Flagg and all these...
Loser.
No.
Cooper Flagg?
That's Fanny Flagg's son.
I was wondering, were you...
Y'all watching? Not fucking know who Cooper Flagg is?
No,
you
watching?
Tell me you're kidding me.
I don't care.
Tell me you're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
He's the number one player in the 2025 class. He's going to Duke. He's a 6'10 white kid who does everything.
Fantastic.
He's unbelievable. He's generational. And in this game...
How do I not know this guy, Bob?
Everyone generational?
He's from Maine. Y'all really don't know this guy?
I've heard the name, but who cares? I don't care.
Let me give you another name, because he was in this game.
And he's will class, not know this one either.
You won't. He's of class of 26, and you should look him up, audience. A.J. Dimbasta. He is a 6'9 guard.
Is he Italian?
He is not Italian. I don't
know. Damn it! How do you have a name like pasta and not be Italian?
Well, how do you end in a vowel and not be Italian?
Dimbasta. Dimbasta.
Dimbasta. Hey, Dimbasta. Hey, Pangula. Hey.
Guys, he's the best 16-year-old player I've ever seen in my life, and that includes LeBron James. He is so talented. So what my point is, the 25 class and the 26 class of the NBA draft, I would rather have the 7th or 8th pick in either one of those drafts than the 3rd pick in this draft.
Okay.
If the likelihood for the Spurs is that they're going to get a 6 pick and a 7 pick, because the likelihood is that Toronto is not going to be able to keep their pick at 6. They'll fall back to 7. That means it conveys to the Spurs. And the Spurs probably won't get to keep their spot because they won too much down the stretch. There'll be 6. Something like 5 and 7, 6 and 7, something to that effect.
But they'll find the guy that they want.
They always do. Walter, if that's what they get, 5 and 7 or anything, any version thereof, they need to trade out of this draft.
But you can't say that because you don't know what they know.
About the players? About anyone.
Of course not.
Nobody knows who,
we know who Kawhi Leonard was back in the day? Do we know who Tony Parker was? Manu Ginobili? And listen, there's people say, well, that's only 3 in the last 20 years. Yeah, but they're all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it counts.
What other franchise drafts Hall of Famers after that? But so we'll see what they end up getting. But again, to me, you'd love to get another Kawhi Leonard, a 6'9" guy that's a defensive player, and obviously he's going to be a defensive player. Any guy that the Spurs draft will always be defensive first, and after that is next.
Then is second. That crosses off the Connect kid from Tennessee, who's a beautiful shooter. If you want shooting, he's probably the best shooter in this draft. Remember him from the tournament, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a great shooter, but he can't guard. His feet are stuck in mud. Like he can't be drafted by the Spurs.
No.
You know, the Reed Sheppard, like really nice player from Kentucky. Can he guard? He's only 6'4". I don't think so. I think the Spurs will pass on him. And I think, you know, we hear a lot of different things, rumors coming out of the Spurs. We hear about a slow build, and I am all for a slow build. I am not putting anything on the 24-25 Spurs, like nothing. If they make the play-in, fucking great. But I'm not even expecting that. Like,
yeah, but the fans want that, and the franchise wants that.
You got to go slow. You got to go slow.
All right, so let's turn it to this.
You're looking at DeBosta, aren't you?
I was.
He's unbelievable, isn't he?
ChatGPT likes him.
Yeah.
If you're the Spurs now and you want a fan and you want a free agent, if you're, you know, and you look at the guys, he's not a free agent, but a guy like Damian Lillard, something along those lines, that guy is too old to be a difference maker by the time this team is ready to be a contender.
Not on your timeline at all.
So I don't think there's a free agent out there right now that fits with this team to bring them where they want to go.
I don't think so either.
Because what you want is a guy that's, you know, 2, 3, 4 years in the league that you can grow together with, Wemby. Yeah. And I don't think that guy's available.
I don't think so either. So you're going to have to do a trade. That's why I was bringing up this draft. If you do get that 5, 6, 7, and 2 picks in that space, I think the smart move is package Keldon Johnson and 1 or 2 of those picks. Go get you Darius Garland from Cleveland, because I think Cleveland's about to make a quick exit from this playoffs, and it doesn't look like the Garland-Mitchell experiment together is working. I do not want, and there's another very unhappy backcourt duo in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I don't want either one of them.
I would take Murray over Trey any day.
If a gun to my head, I would take Murray ahead of Trey because he guards.
Yeah, Trey is, and I said this yesterday, I think it was while I was watching the game, Trey is not over himself yet at this point.
You're so right.
He's not over himself. Yeah.
No, never.
And he's just not good enough either.
No, but I don't want either one of those guys.
Yep. Okay.
If I get one of the backcourt guys from Cleveland, if they break up, I'm interested in that. Okay. Mitchell and Garland are young enough to grow on the Spurs timeline. That's the move to make. Or you deal with Oklahoma City and you try to get Josh Giddey, because he's a piece they don't necessarily need at point guard, since they have SGA and Kayson Wallace. They don't necessarily need him. I would look at Josh Giddey too. And I think Oklahoma City would deal it.
All right, we'll be stuck on the NBA for too long. So let's just go through these quick matchups in the West and the East, and what intrigues you the most. All right, let's start off with the East. Boston against the Heat or the Bulls.
Not intriguing. Boston will kill them.
Yes, I agree. Knicks and Sixers is fascinating to see how that goes.
It is. Both teams are so banged up. The Sixers are actually favored in that series, which is
mind-boggling.
Weird to me. I think the Knicks are tougher, and I think the Sixers are soft.
But it's going to be a fascinating series.
Yeah, but I'll take the Knicks.
Okay, me too. Bucks and Pacers, again, it all revolves around whether Giannis is healthy enough to play or not.
100%.
So that's a fascinating one.
And then both teams in a big slide at the end of the year, both of those teams. So it's a very strange matchup there, too.
Yes, it is. And the Cavs and the Magic finish up the East.
That's such a weird matchup. It's two never was and never never will be.
That's the least interesting one out of the East for sure.
In a weird way, I kind of like the Magic because they are so young and upstart, and like most of the country couldn't name a player on their roster.
I'm with you.
So I'm kind of interested in them, hoping they'll win.
All right, in the West, you got the Thunder and the Pelicans against the Kings in that first series.
I have major intrigue in that if Zion's healthy enough to play. Major intrigue.
Well, he's not playing. He's not playing in the Kings game tonight, so we'll see.
If it's Pelicans, Oklahoma City, I am in for every game.
I'd like
start
to see
to
that
finish.
Too. Yeah, that's a real good one. Denver and the Lakers. Fascinating series there. Can the Lakers do anything in this series, or will they get swept?
Walter, there's a lot of people picking the Lakers.
That's crazy.
That are saying the Lakers are going to come out of the West, that they're hitting their stride.
Denver is being, they're just being disrespected in a big way.
I think they're going to kill the Lakers. At least I hope they do.
All right, I'm with you on that one. Timberwolves and the Suns. Another fascinating series.
Suns are favored. Minnesota's... the younger, higher seed. I'll be rooting like hell for Minnesota because I want to see the Suns implode. But it's a great series.
We hate Phoenix.
I hate Phoenix, yeah.
Although we enjoyed that one series we were out in Phoenix.
You
that
and
was
I
good.
Had fun there.
Yeah,
we
that
did.
Was pretty good.
But yeah, I like the T-Wolves in that series. I think Anthony Edwards is about to put himself on the man status on a national stage.
Yeah, it's about time for him to come out. And the Clippers and the Mavericks is maybe the most fascinating series in the entire playoffs.
Does Kawhi play? I don't know. Yeah. If he doesn't play, I don't think it's that intriguing. I think Dallas is too good. If he does play...
Yeah, how good? The question to me is, how good is Dallas? Are they good enough to make a run to the championship here?
Not that good. But
not that good.
They're good enough to win a couple...
Doncic, one of the best players in the league, and you had Kyrie Irving, who is the best handler of the basketball ever.
I think he is.
Fascinating series.
I don't think there's a second place argument.
Let's jump to...
Can I give you something real quick? The play-in games. How many fucking calls did the Lakers get down the stretch?
I didn't see the game, so I missed it.
It was ridiculous. And Golden State, the end
that
of
one
an,
I did see.
The end of an era. I really feel like it's the end of an era there.
I thought this dynasty was over in the beginning of the season.
You did.
That's why I thought Steph Curry would get dealt. But they sound like they're going to proceed. I can't imagine them bringing Thompson back again. But what's happened with Golden State is the young draft picks that they thought would be their Kawhi Leonard hasn't worked out.
You know what's weird, though? I watched that game intently, and there is a schism between the older guys on the team and the younger guys on the team. It's as though the younger guys don't want the younger guys to excel. I mean, what's his name?
Kuminga?
Kuminga was playing great.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like he got frozen out by Draymond Green and Klay Thompson. They didn't want to give him the fucking ball. That is a weird team. I think they're going to bring back Klay, but they got big problems, man. Mm-hmm. Pajimski's a nice player. Kuminga's a nice player. Young players.
Yeah.
But like, they are going to rue the day. They already do rue the day that they paid fucking Chris Paul to come in and not help that team at all this season instead of going and getting an actual big man who is athletic that could help Draymond Green down low.
That's too bad.
They made a huge mistake.
Yeah, they sure did. And they may not be able to overcome this one.
Yeah.
All right, let's jump to the news of the Spurs arena. I mean, we knew that the Spurs were proceeding to building a new arena, or at least putting something together to get that done downtown at the Texans Cultures building.
Institute of Texas Cultures.
And that obviously is pretty much confirmed this week, which is no brainer. Here's my only question about this is, will the taxpayers, will they okay this as part of funding it?
God,
because we know the Spurs are not going to pay for the arena themselves. Maybe they pay for some portion of it, but will the people of San Antonio okay funding this project?
That is the multi-billion-dollar question. I don't know.
I think before, if this was 2 years ago, I would tell you no. Right. With Wemby, I tell you absolutely they will. Overwhelmingly.
I hope so.
And it's a call to nostalgia for, you know, older fans, because it's in the same area and they're developing that area immensely. Have either of you guys been down to the park?
Absolutely.
That just got
I
built?
Take my kids there all the time.
Gorgeous.
It's the best park in town. It's absolutely awesome. Right there by Doe Pizzeria.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing. And that whole area is activated. It's cool. Go there on a Saturday or a Sunday with your kids or without your kids. Your wife. It's a cool area.
The only thing that I see about a problem with that, and we've talked about it on the show, is what else do you do to build around that to really revitalize that area? Mm-hmm. Because once you hit Cesar Chavez and you go to the other side,
But you don't want to cross over 281.
But yeah, I mean, it was interesting because the Express News put in a Freedom of Information request for the 801 East Cesar Chavez location, and the Spurs says we can't comment on that property.
Right.
Whoops.
Yeah. I hope it goes through, but there's a lot of people, my dad included, who just patently don't believe that you should be paying billionaires to house their billion-dollar franchise.
And he's right. And he's right. But should we spend public funds to revitalize areas and really re-energize the downtown area?
I'm good with that in theory, and I think so is my dad. Like, you know, these Uber conservatives. But, like, you know, I mean, he doesn't even believe in, you know, giving Toyota, you know, $90 million to come here, which, by the way, that was a terrible
then
deal.
We need 300 jobs there. We need to kill off your dad, then. That's pretty much it.
Time will take care of that.
They'll put in a hotel tax again. They'll raise that tax, which is what everybody does. Every organization, sports organization in the country does that.
Yep.
And at some point, it's going to hurt your convention business. It may have already done so. But that's what they'll end up doing. And so I would expect the San Antonio to approve whatever
arena deal. Right now, the convention business in San Antonio is going through the roof because the other convention facilities in Texas are actually either in renovation or being shut down for a variety of things. So a lot of conventions are coming to San Antonio.
Well, I live really close to downtown, so I would love nothing more than to see a multi-use couple of stadiums downtown in the middle of Hemisphere Park.
That'd be gorgeous.
I would kill for it.
All right, let's move along here. Let's get to the other topics quickly. The Masters, to me, was a bore fest.
Really?
And in fact, it had the lowest viewership in a non-COVID year since 1993. And all the live guys played, and thankfully they all sucked, which was a good thing. But it wasn't compelling. Sunday wasn't, because Scotty just ran away with everything, and you had Scotty come out. It wasn't Scotty that said this, but it was who the hell made the comment it was Tony Romo. Tony Romo made the comment that Scotty has the potential to dominate like Tiger did. Well, no question.
A couple things.
And it's very general when he says he has the potential. And that's what I can't stand when people make that comment like that. Has the potential. Get off the fence, Romo. Can he or can't he?
I mean, first of all, yes, he basically ran away with it, but he was challenged a little bit, and then he put the.
Am I making this up? Wasn't it a four-way tie atop the leaderboard?
That was when he was challenged.
Yes,
that's when he was challenged.
Just making sure I watched the same tournament y'all did.
The last two and a half hours, it wasn't compelling at all.
Well,
it was over.
It was weird because I think when Scotty got to the eighth hole, it was like, well, we all say it. The Masters doesn't start until the back nine on Sunday.
Yep.
And then he turned it on.
And then he turns it on 8 and 9. And before the back nine even starts, he's got himself a two-stroke lead and he cruises.
But it's a little like any other sport where, you know, the trailing team comes back, expends all their energy to get back.
Yeah.
And then the leading team just goes, well, okay, you're dead. But as to him being Tiger Woods, kind of shut up.
Yeah, but right now he is there.
Well, no, yes, he is. But, I mean, let's look at Rory McIlroy when he was at his height. Scheffler is on a heater. He is on a heater. Let's see if it lasts.
Yeah, we've done this before with Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, but McIlroy
Jason
was
Day,
full of himself and too Brooks much of a party down. Animal, and that's how he got derailed. I mean, you know, he went back home and, you know, drank enough whiskey to, you know, for all of us.
And that's what derailed Tiger from beating Nicklaus, too.
Also true. One big tree, anyway. Yeah.
And a two iron, whatever. Was it a wood?
Four. I wonder if she yelled at four before she swung the club at him.
Oh, sorry, Tiger. We love you.
I think Scotty is an eminently boring personality.
Yes. There isn't anybody. They have listen, we're back to the years. We're back to non-Tiger years in the PGA Tour.
Which is every professional golfer.
They're all boring. Max Homa's not boring.
Okay, there's
Max
a few
Homa's
exceptions.
Max Homa's pretty cool. By the way, I got to tell you this story. I got to tell you this. So I had money on Scheffler to win, okay? And Homa is Jewish, okay? So one of the few Jewish professional golfers out there. So I root like hell for him. But they're turning the corner, and I have the great Jewish conundrum. Do I want to win and make money, or do I root for the Jewish guy?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I made money.
What made money?
Yeah. Of course you did.
Of course I did. Exactly.
Every non-Jewish person listening to this podcast said, he made money, I guarantee you.
Yep.
Oh, see, he told you. But they have an interest. But again, it's the PGA Tour now has gone back to the non-Tiger years where It's going to be difficult to get people to the television to watch this group.
Yeah, and you know, even if Scotty does wind up being as dominant as Tiger Woods, and he won't be, because what Tiger Woods did, winning 25% of his tournaments over a 10-year span, is just not that's not approachable. Okay, I don't think it can be done ever again by anybody.
I'd be careful about saying that, but not Scheffler.
But even if Scheffler does it, I just don't think he's going to do it with the flair, the pizzazz, the way Tiger Woods was able to do it. I mean, we gravitated to him. I mean, because he was an 18-year-old when he first started, when we all first started watching him, right? Mm-hmm. And we watched him grow up and dominate the way he did. There's no way Scheffler is ever as compelling, even if he is as dominant, as Tiger.
We shall see. All right, let's get back over to basketball a little bit. The United States basketball folks put out their roster.
I saw this.
And you just look up and down the roster here. There is no way that this team should ever be challenged in the Paris Olympics. And they should be undefeated. I don't care what game they're playing. They could be playing in the backyard of somebody's house. They should just beat the crap out of everybody by 20 points. And I'll be very disappointed if they don't.
See, I agree a little bit with that, but I think this roster is a lifetime achievement awards.
Old. It's old. That's the word you're looking for.
I don't think this is the best team we could put on the floor.
Absolutely not.
Will it win? Probably.
This is the team best? That deserves to be there, they should be just dominating.
I hope they do, but Walter,
like dream team dominating.
They went really fucking old on this team, and like, I mean, LeBron and Curry and these guys, Durant, these guys are great, but like, they are old.
Top of the league.
If you run into some teams that are young and fast, you could get yourself in trouble. The weird thing about the USA roster is they really only went after two young guys, Tyrese Halliburton and Anthony Edwards. And I think those guys are going to play huge roles on this team.
Certainly might. We'll see.
Because of their speed and athleticism. And, you know, I guess Bam Adebayo is certainly not old, but he's not young either.
So it'd be fascinating. I've always been a fan of the Olympic basketball stuff, so I'll be into that a lot.
What did you make of Embiid? Like, I still don't feel, I don't know. I don't, he's not an American to me. I mean, he's just not. Now, he qualifies as an American under the FIBA rules.
Who knows if he plays?
Yeah. I mean, that's another part of it. Yeah, sure.
We'll see. All right, let's jump over a couple other things here. Voluntary workouts started this week for the Dallas Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, Michael Parsons. I wrote Michael Parsons for some reason. Micah Parsons, no shows, no shocker there. The draft is next week. The Cowboys don't have a running back. I will be surprised if I would think the Cowboys will go for a. I'm going to say that the Cowboys will draft a running back first.
I think
no,
so, too.
I disagree with both of you.
Really? Okay.
You don't have to. You don't have to draft
True,
a running
you
back.
You don't have
first.
To.
What
but
you
the
need
Cowboys
to do
will,
is you
will
need
do.
To bolster the line. You okay. need to put him behind a line. So spend in the third or the fourth round, get a utility running back, but put him behind the line. Because the other thing Prescott needs is protection.
I know you're right, Bob. But I also know Jerry Jones makes terrible decisions.
Yes.
And he will probably do the dumb thing and draft a running back.
And that's
back
the early. Reason why I'll be happy at the end of the season. Yeah,
but they don't normally, they don't miss on their first round picks. They'll go, and I agree with you, Bob, they need to, and every team should build through the offensive line. And the Cowboys certainly have done that over the years. But they don't have a running back on their roster. And so they're going to spend that first round pick on a running back. I'd be surprised if they don't.
I saw J.K. Dobbins just went somewhere the other day. Yeah. I mean, all of these middling running backs have signed up.
Yeah.
For like cheap. I mean, why not one of those, Cowboys? I mean, they're a dime a dozen.
They're cogs in a wheel.
Because they can draft one that's just as good. I wouldn't have spent the money either. I think they were right in doing that.
And I wouldn't spend draft capital at the top of the draft.
Okay, we'll see what they do. Right. OJ was cremated this week. That sounds pretty appropriate to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, people who go to hell should be burnt.
Okay, right? Yeah.
Pretty much.
Do you get burnt before you go to hell?
On the way.
I don't know, but I thought it was, the whole story was fascinating to me. because it brought back so many interesting memories. I was fascinated by the whole trial, all that kind
of
stuff.
Of course. I think we're all, we all remember right where we were the minute the verdict was announced, or you remember, breaking into coverage during the Rockets-Knicks, thank you.
Finals.
And Bob Costas going, cutting live to Al Cowlings in the slow motion chase down the...
Unbelievable.
It's fucking surreal to even think that happened.
I'll give you a great moment. While that is going on, me and a friend of mine, we were working our way from New York to Atlantic City, which is about a 3-hour car ride.
Mm-hmm.
By the time we get into Atlantic City, and there's not a lot to do in Atlantic City other than go to the casinos, at least at that time it wasn't. So we're looking for a place to go, and we had no idea that the O.J. Simpson chase was going on at the same time, or that it would be televised at the same time. So we're looking for a place to go outside the casinos to watch the NBA Finals because we're both Knicks fans, want to see the game. Where the hell are we going to go? We end up at a strip joint in Atlantic City.
Nice choice.
And the fascinating thing is that nobody in the whole place is paying any attention to the girls.
I bet.
All watching the television to watch the Knicks game and watch the O.J. trial, the O.J. chase. It was just fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Two more I got for you. Aaron Rodgers with more stupid-ass comments this week.
I didn't see this. What?
Oh, my God. About, was it 9/11 based on? It was just way out there.
Oh, don't tell me it was 9/11's an inside job.
Oh, it's crap. Oh, stupid crap. He's a jackass, but you know what? He's my quarterback.
No, so you got to
love
him.
And I'm really conflicted. I would not want any part of Aaron Rodgers, but Jesus, he is a great quarterback, and he's my quarterback. But so here's what I want him to do. Just shut up.
That sounds like my conundrum with Scheffler and Homa. This is your version. And Homa.
Just shut up, Aaron Rodgers, please. Stop with your conspiracy theories about everything under the sun. Oh, you know what it was about? I'm sorry. It just hit me. It was about Dr. Fauci it basically invented the COVID. So just stupid crap. I can't take it. All right. And finally, I'll end with this one. I love the Alamo Golf Trail here in San Antonio. And if you're not sure what the Alamo Golf Trail is, it's all of the municipal golf courses all tied together. You can be a member at all of them, which I am. I got the level one, so you get to play for a discounted rate, which is okay.
I still am, too, by the way.
Cedar Creek is my home course because it's 5 minutes from my house. That's closed for renovations, which is great. But it appears to me that unless they're renovating these courses, they let the other ones just go to hell. Me and my son, we played in Riverside. They've done Riverside, and Riverside is a beautiful course. They did the same thing to Brackenridge. Brackenridge is a beautiful course. It's overpriced, but nevertheless. We went to, what the hell course did we go to now?
Almas,
yes. Yeah. We weren't that one. That golf course is a piece of... No, not Almas, because Almas was also done.
Yeah.
It's one of the ones that haven't been
done.
Willow Springs, that's okay. It. Willow Springs by the AT&T Center. That golf course is just torn to shreds, and is a piece of crap, and I wouldn't wait. And they charge you... I think we played late Sunday afternoon... was while the Spurs game was going on. So that added to the circus. And it's like, but for my son and me, it was $50-something to play at 2:00 on Sunday afternoon. So he gets the youth on course discount.
Yeah. That's not bad.
$58 was way too much money for Willow Springs.
Oh, because it was bad shape.
Oh my God. It should be under $20 to play there.
Walter, the unfortunate thing, and I stay in the loop for the Alamo Golf Trail. I listen to a lot of the conversations that people have about it because I really care about public golf in San Antonio.
Okay.
And we are very lucky to have a number of really good municipal golf courses.
Agree.
Made by famous architects. We are so lucky in San Antonio. We have more for our population than any of the other major cities in Texas. So we're lucky, and we are not taking care of them. almost was just redone a couple of years
the
ago.
The golfers don't take care of them. They play. They just have the disrespect that they have for those courses is just mind-boggling.
You're right.
They don't repair anything. Any of the golfers, so they just don't give a shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, almost is in disrepair, and it was just redone. You know, Riverside just redone. Let's see how well they can maintain it for the next 5 years. Let's see if they can keep it up. I mean, Cedar's about to be redone. Mission,
yeah, they're working on it now. It's closed. So.
Mission was redone. They put in, $4 million to Mission like 5 years ago? Is it a whole lot better? Not really. I mean, I just...
And Brack, they redid the whole thing, but the sand traps are terrible.
Are they?
They got rocks in them.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing a great job.
We're not doing a great job. I agree.
So it's disappointing. And if I had the opportunity, I would turn in my golf trail membership.
And then what? Join, you know, San Antonio Country Club?
I don't have that kind of money, but I would. I don't know. My kid. It's more important for me now for my kid to be able to play.
Sure.
And with youth on course, it's $5 for him to play basically anywhere. So. It's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
That's all I got for today.
Great. Bob, you got anything you want to mention?
Outbreak of herpes? No.
What?
For you?
No.
No, okay. I saw Caitlin Clark on SNL. Quite charming.
As did I.
I didn't get
quite
to charming. See it.
Interesting tidbit I learned about Caitlin Clark. You know what her GPA is at Iowa?
No.
It's like 3.7.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you good surprised kid. By this?
I'm not. Not surprised.
I'm going to say something really rude. Did y'all see her outfit at the draft?
I liked it.
She looked like Manu Ginobili's brother.
Really?
To me, yeah, she did.
Why, she looked manly?
I mean, she is an American girl. So
I said this
Victor
to Bob before the show, and I saw her get off the bus for the draft, and she's wearing a white sports coat kind of thing.
Yeah.
With a sequin tube top.
Yep.
Yeah.
Top.
And so she had belly kind of, she had, yeah, exactly. Yep. Midriff on there. And she looked like she's an attractive woman. I thought it coming off the bus, but they, but you know,
you must be hot for Manu Ginobili then.
He's got a wonderful bald spot in the back of his head. The female athlete made up and dressed up is interesting to me. That's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay, I think I know where you're going with this.
It's
you're
just
hot
interesting.
For it.
No, I'm not, no, completely the opposite. Oh. Serena Williams and Venus Williams, they used to wear when they do like ESPYs and stuff like that, they'd be all dressed up and they would wear dresses without sleeves. Those two women needed sleeves. It's not attractive for those two women to show their listen, they look good when their arms are sweaty, not when they're exposed in a dress.
I am so glad we are not nationally televised.
But yeah, athletic women, when they're all made up and dressed up, it's not the same.
Okay.
I like them when they're in their athletic clothes and sweaty. Don't get dressed, please.
I am not responding to this.
Wouldn't you
wow.
rather? I would rather
wow.
see. I'd rather
don't
see.
Get dressed.
I'd rather see Caitlin Clark at the draft in shorts and her jersey.
I'm embarrassed and distancing.
Oh,
thank you, Donna Harris.
So after the draft, the Indiana Fever sold out every Caitlin Clark jersey.
That's awesome.
In like 24 hours.
That's awesome.
So
I'd like to get her card.
Yeah, good call.
I'd like to have that card. I have a Wemby rookie card, so I'm holding on to that.
Yeah. So, you all getting ready for Fiesta?
No, I don't really do.
I'm working Fiesta tomorrow.
Hate Fiesta.
So, if you're a Fiesta fan, you're listening to this podcast at some point today, go check us out at Fiesta de los Niños over at Port San Antonio tomorrow.
Party of the kids?
10 to 6 tomorrow. It's going to be a long day for Wally, in case you guys even care that you're talking about children and something.
Yeah, well, you're going to the party for kids.
For the kids. That's what it is.
Well, it's de los niños. So my understanding of Spanish, it's only the boys.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It would only be the boys.
Is that what it stands for? Fiesta de los niños. Yeah, that's what it is.
It's not niñas. No.
It's not niños and niñas. No, it's just niños.
Boys. Enjoy, Wally.
That's stupid ass.
Okay. Oh, and on that note, to commend something to you, Jimmy Carr just released a new special on Netflix. It is as offensive as every one of his other specials.
You know, I wish I knew who that was.
Okay. No,
he must be an under 18 basketball player. Like and subscribe.
Thanks.
How y'all feel out there? Do you feel good? I said, do you feel good? Come on. The groove feel good when it make you move. Make your next move your best move. Uh-huh. I said the groove feel good when it make you move. Make your next move your best move. Uh-huh. It feel good, don't it? It feel good. Uh-huh. It feel good cause you know it's good. Hey, it feel good, don't it? It feel good. Uh-huh. It feel good cause you know it's good.